Show. And it's now 9:49. David Tennant is here.
Hello.
He's amazing, isn't he? You are amazing.
Charmer.
Right, and Allard has some new...
Well, okay, yeah, good point.
Yeah,
because news. It says here, this person is to be named as the new Doctor Who companion, reports have suggested. The official Doctor Who Twitter feed said, good morning, a few announcements coming your way this morning, and that's today.
But have we been tipped off to who it is?
Well, this website I'm reading says who it is.
So right, it's down to write it down and show it to David.
All right.
What are we not allowed to see on air?
Well,
it wouldn't be right for us to break the embargo.
Oh, okay, yeah. That wouldn't be our style.
No.
Especially sure. With BBC,
you
I
could.
Suppose.
That would be funny.
That might not please the Cardiff types.
Well, you're not going back, so, you know.
No.
You can text them and ask if this is true.
I could do. I was made to leave my phone outside.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Well, you're so
you're a real stickler for the rules, aren't you?
Justin Freya's like a monster.
I know, but still.
I was worried about static.
She saw me putting my phone on silent. She went, you can't say that, this studio make noises, put it away. Crikey.
Yeah. Yeah, she said to Alan, to Mr. Sugar, Lord Sir Sugar.
Yeah, I bet you didn't tell him to put his
phone. Oh, she told him to not bring his tablet in, and he went, yeah, no, I'm bringing it in.
So
yeah.
She went, okay. He was having none of it. He wasn't as polite as you,
that's
David.
What I should have done. Let's see, Alan.
Okay, here's the name.
Oh, this is interesting.
And I'm going to get you photos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Photos coming.
Look at this.
This is intriguing.
Who'd have thought?
It's exciting, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Nothing to do with me.
Claudia Winkleman. Yeah, I never saw that.
Who'd
coming.
Have thunk it?
I'll never know the girl. Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't know who it is. I don't know. I haven't seen the name, that's all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very good.
Well, I don't know what else to say. I mean, good luck.
Well, because when Alan mentioned it off the air, you went, oh, really? Who? And you seemed genuinely interested. So
well, that's an interesting picture.
Right. Well, oh, really? Oh, I'll hand that back.
Will that give it away if I show this?
I've got a mental block to who your assistant was. What's her name?
Me, I had three of them.
Oh, no. There's one in particular that was
Rose
my favorite.
Piper.
Billy
no,
Piper.
No, I didn't like... Billy was good, but not
was
my favourite.
Was it Agyeman? Man?
Catherine
Tate.
Catherine Tate.
That was my favourite. I thought she was brilliant.
I'm going to cover that up.
Freya's
very
what?
Nervous about
she that. She was brilliant. Margo,
I really enjoyed her as an assistant. Catherine, I liked her. Yeah.
And I was never a Catherine Tate fan.
No, not before.
And may have made that known before in
I
the past.
I think you did.
Yeah. And
did you?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Well, what can you do? And then, but she was great.
Yeah. I liked her
brilliant.
Sarcasm.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Question from Ellie Williams in Bangor says, and this is the final kind of Doctor Who reference, says, are you excited to be back for 2013's Doctor Who's 50th anniversary?
Well, I'm not at present.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the phone call.
Negatory.
Unless they write a very tenuous storyline where the Doctor somehow manages to be himself several times in the
well,
same
that has,
scene.
Well, that does have form, though. That does happen.
I know, but that's too much for me. I buy everything up until when they do those things.
Right.
But, you know, but I like the idea of you having some kind of cameo as somebody else.
Well, I mean, like I say, no, I've no idea if it's even in the offing. So,
would you like a non-Doctor Who based question?
Yeah, go on then.
From Shelley in Swindon, can you ask David if there is anything that he has tried to turn his hand to but has been really rubbish? He seems to be someone who's good at everything. There
tennis.
Has to be a flaw. Thanks, Shelley in Swindon.
I'm not very good at tennis.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. I had to play tennis in a drama once, and I had a couple of lessons. And then when it came to the actual, I didn't even have to do very much. I just had to return a couple of shots, and they had a lot of editing to make that
did
look
they?
Really
did
decent.
Did you have like a body double?
No, I just they just had to shoot it in a very particular way.
Are you a competitive man? Would you go right now? I have to be good at tennis, or do you go? I can't be bothered.
It depends what it is.
Right.
If I get the competitive urge for something, then I can get quite. I can get the bit between my teeth about it, but I'm also quite willing to just go, do you know what? It's not that important to me.
Right, okay.
Tennis being one of those things.
Natalie in Chichester says, if a film was made about your life, which actor would you select to play you?
Good question.
It's hard, isn't it? Do they have to look like me? I mean, can they can just be... Well, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like you.
You'd either have to... beef up a little bit, or he'd have to trim down a wee bit.
Yeah. Well, if you're talking about someone, I mean, presumably I'd be older when this happened.
Yeah.
And it would be somebody considerably younger playing me, who probably hasn't even been born yet, or certainly not out of drama school. So, you know,
what
I
about
think
Allard?
It's difficult to know.
I could do it.
What, as the young Tennant?
Yeah, with platform shoes, maybe.
Yeah?
Be fine.
How do you know he used to wear platform shoes when he was younger? Yeah. He doesn't like to talk about his personal life. We've discussed this already. Let me have a little look. Are you planning... This is from Ellie and Ealing. Are you planning to do any more theatre in the near future?
Always thinking about, you know, possibilities, but there's nothing in the diary.
What is in the diary? Can you tell us?
No.
Can you give us, without saying what it is, can you say, do you have a TV thing?
I think the next thing I'm doing, I'm 89% certain, is a BBC drama which is filming overseas.
Oh, nice.
Very vague.
Yeah.
Do you have a wish list of roles, not particular characters, but like genres or styles? Like, would you like to do some kind of Bourne Identity action thing?
Not especially, but if it came up, I'd enjoy it. I think I don't really think that way.
See, that's weird, because if I was an actor, I'd be like, right, I want to play a horrible, horrible baddie.
Yeah.
And I want to play, like, super cool Jack Bauer, Jason Bourne.
Thing is, you've got... Person. It doesn't really work like that, because you can only really choose between the things that you get offered. So you're sort of... You're always just kind of looking at what's in front of you, rather than... Because if you just go, I sit at home and go, I'd like to play a vampire now, then either you sort of have to write the script yourself, or...
Right.
It's a slightly different... You can only... Yeah, you choose from what's in front of you, really.
Okay.
You've never got someone to call a company up and said, David would love to be in this.
I tell you, when Doctor Who first came back, I got my agent to phone up Russell T Davies and said, David would love a part, just one episode, just to be in it. Because, you know, he watched it when he was a kid. Sounds like a great idea. Never got an answer. Never got anything.
To the point
where I thought, it's just plain rude. And then, you know, things changed.
And did you remind...
Oh yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. But I did, you know, I couldn't really complain then.
Rory on the text says, "What's your favourite flavour of crisps?" It's a good question, Rory.
That's an excellent question, Rory. I wouldn't salt and vinegar, sort of basically salt and vinegar.
Sure, yeah.
But you know, it'd be interesting to. I quite like the Worcestershire sauce type.
Off-paste.
I like ones with a little kick to them.
Yeah.
Do you like a bowl of the mixed crisps and you never know what you're going to get? Or do you not?
I don't know that I've ever done that, but that's an interesting...
Really?
Might be nice to try.
Well, if you come around for dinner.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Crisps, you're surely not eating bowls of crisps these days. No. You're such a slip of a thing.
No, but... As a treat.
Right. Well, yeah. And when I come around, will it be a treat? Will it be like a special night?
Will it be a special night? It'll be everything I've worked for all my life.
He'll put balloons on his gateposts.
Well, what I'll do is I'll put them across the road and somebody else is just... Yeah. So you'll know I'm pushing balloons just to throw everybody
off.
And
then film me knocking on the door of a stranger. Sell it to TMZ.
Did you enjoy doing Who Do You Think You Are from Russ and
Bristol? I did. And it was funny, though. It's interesting because you don't necessarily... It doesn't exactly go the way you necessarily expect. So it's quite surprising and quite challenging at times. But great to do, yeah. Mm.
When I did mine, I remember kind of saying at one point, it's a very weird thing to do because I'm on a chase to find out what happened. Ultimately, I know what happens because everybody's dead. But it's weird because I was following my great-grandfather's footsteps as he was fighting in the war, and I'm like, I'm excited to know what happens next. But obviously, ultimately, I kind of know what happens, but I don't know what happens.
Not quite.
And
start getting very involved with these people that you have never known even existed, really.
Yeah.
And you become so kind of emotionally attached to them.
Yeah. I've been thinking about mine recently because I want to go back and do more because there was stuff about my dad's dad and mum that they couldn't really find much stuff on, and I'm like, I want to go back and find out more because it's a great...
Yeah, my dad's line didn't really come to him.
It's a great thing to have for, like, they give you all the documents and whatnot. I asked for everything. I asked for, you know, the whole thing. And it's a nice thing to then have for the family. You know, it's on everyone's side of the family.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, listen, we got to go because it's 10 o'clock already.
Oh, you didn't...
How did that happen?
That sounded sarcastic.
No, I meant that.
All right.
Don't, you know, come
so,
on.
So, listen, are we going to do dinner?
I'd love to.
Do you want to do dinner?
Yeah.
All right, okay. We'll sort it out.
I'm going to give you my details.
All right.
I just showed that. Did I show that special secret to the camera?
No, it's fine. I don't think, no.
They must be announcing it. If it's online already, they must be announcing it.
Yeah, but we like to be last.
Can I have a look?
To be safe, let's be last.
I've not even seen this. Let's have a look. Who's Jenna Louise Coleman?
Is that the secret name? And you know when you said filming overseas, do you mean Poland?
Yeah, I do.
Right. The Pirates is coming out next week. You must watch it. It's a great film. Take the family. Go and watch. It's a good laugh. David, lovely to see you.
Oh, it's so nice. Thank you for having me.
Anytime you want, come back.
Well, you said that last time when Scott Mills was here.
Stay. Oh, yeah, all right.